Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back, everybody.
We hope everybody is doing well, and hopefully everybody's subscribed to all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and also Heart's Home, the newest channel.
Oh, gosh, and we hope you're staying warm.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a pretty good size ice storm in Texas, as you can see here. So there's quite a few power outage going on. And, you know, par for the course. Hey, it's, what, February 1st? Here we are, February 1st. Wouldn't you say this is the heart of winter? This is the thick of winter, you know, in the South especially, because, you know, just living in the South the last, like, 15 years or so, you know, by the time you get done with February, everything feels like spring, typically.
I know, typically, and it just seems like people that should be in extremely cold climates say it's a little warm, and those who are in warm climates say it's pretty cold, so it's a little backwards.
Well, you know, there is, of course, the La Nina, El Nino effect, which changes the patterns. As you know, it is tough, and it is kind of almost pointless trying to get somewhere with a muscle car in an ice storm. That's not going to work out too well. It's really not. So this is from Austin, Texas. And as you see, the winter storm had caused the third day of dangerous icy conditions across the U.S. We have over 1,400 flights canceled by this morning. If you don't have to go out, again, not recommended to go out. You know, all across the South, you have issues. Texas, Tennessee, on up into Arkansas, over, you know, up, it'll be going on up into Kentucky and moving on as well. This is going to affect a lot of folks. And in fact, six people so far have lost their lives in these storms. And some solar panels as well, that they don't look like they did too good against the hail. I know there are some that are flat panels that will resist this, but apparently not the case here.
Oh no, that looks oh so painful in many different ways.
Good idea, though, as we watch here. Now, this is in Hawaii, and this is after two feet of rain in some areas. Look at this massive boulder just goes right through the house. Thankfully, nobody was there. Man, you know, talk about having little guardian angels keeping you out of the way. That would have been not good. That definitely would have been a... just not good. And again, Hawaii under flood watches, 25 inches of rain soaked the islands, near blizzard conditions in the tallest peaks. There was a massive avalanche that hit over in India. Two foreign skiers died. Four others had to be rescued. And this is going to show you the snow coming in from the distance as it makes its way on in. The reason we don't expand these is because it you just never know what you're going to be hit with when it comes to a copyright strike. Because when you open them up and do expand them, then it does open you up for a copyright strike if somebody has copyrighted and protected their video, just so you know. As we're looking at Australia, now that looks like a directed blast right from Antarctica coming straight on up, and super cold temperatures coming in. Of course, Australia has been fighting the flooding as well. And as we were talking about India with that avalanche, 496 roads closed due to heavy snow, 3 feet of snow. Of course, it's winter. Yes, absolutely. And everything is always changing on the planet. We have a 6.0 quake. This was relatively shallow. It was about 9 kilometers deep. Rattles Mindanao in the Philippines. And then we have East Epi submarine volcano erupting for the first time since 2004. A 10-kilometer danger zone has been established in Vanuatu. As you look at the location of this particular volcano, and we could see little poofs coming on up, the volcanoes are going to keep erupting. And in fact, they are kind of a good marker for the times that we are in as we look at some photographs. Again, this is under the water. And, you know, again, very, very dangerous condition if you happen to be sailing above it. Hopefully not. Yeah, I've been blessed enough to be in the Caribbean and doing snorkeling over some areas that were volcanic, as again, when we go to like the islands over there, like Martinique, for instance. Yeah, they're volcanoes. That's what they are. You know, these islands are volcanic in origin. You know, we obviously recognize that with Hawaii. And you'll have these cracks and fissures that these real warm jets of water will come out of. But, you know, you just never know when Mother Nature's going to wake up. Now, we do have a good idea she's waking up in the relatively near future.
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult to put a time frame on things, though, because everything is happening all at once, and there is no such thing as time. But definitely she is gearing up for a change. I don't think it's going to be in this lifetime. I really, 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 really don't. But when I do see the changes, she is showing me that she actually kind of folds herself inside out, which is curious. Everything that's on the surface is going to go underneath and be restored. So that's what she's all about. She's all about restoring herself, and she can do that. And we're made of the earth, so we can do it too, to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and again, when you say that, you know, the potential is there for somebody born in the right circumstances right now to live perhaps hundreds of years. It's literally there right now. So could be, you know, in their particular lifespan. Again, we know that, you know, yeah, we're going to fight and battle against the system. That's an obvious thing. And the best thing to do is learn how to be in sync with the earth and be outside of the system as much as possible. Truly, 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 the system itself is what is the most dangerous thing on this planet. The earth changes. They're always going to be there. But at some point in time, she will become restored and at peace again. And then we will have, you know, harmony. And then disruptions like we see ongoing right now will be a very, very rare thing. A really rare thing. As we have Mount Popo over in Mexico with two eruptions. And this is what it looked from space when Sarachev volcano erupted on June 12th, 2009. What a beautiful view that is it not? Beautiful, but it can be very destructive. When Toba volcano in Indonesia, as you see Peter Clark here, Peter has shared a lot with people over the years as far as, you know, he is also speaking up against the whole salesmanship of the climate change thing. And 74,000 years ago when Toba went, it almost destroyed the entire human race. There really wasn't many left. They say about 8,000 people survived. Only 8,000 people 74,000 years ago. And we asked the guides, was this natural or was this artificially induced?
No, this one was natural. It is one of those episodes where she is completely renewing herself. But, you know, when we are in a natural place, we are given the information as far as where to go, what to do, how to keep ourselves safe, because we are the earth and she is us. So there is a constant conversation going on between the two. And right now what we have is, we have that information is very disrupted between us and the earth. I mean, deliberately disrupted. They keep us from feeling her energy and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an experience that's meant to be a temporary experience, albeit when we're in the golden age, it lasts a lot longer, much, much longer. In the silver age, a little bit less, bronze age, a little bit less, and it doesn't last very long. Life goes really fast when you are in a dark age. But again, you know, Toba will erupt at some point in time. And as Peter says, it's about to erupt once more. And again, that's relative. That is relative. Although we do see within about a year and a half, you will see major volcanoes going in places that they have not erupted in a very, very long time. Actually, probably less than that now, as that vision was given about 2 months ago. And it was to coincide with the big war. And our feelings, our emotions can trigger reactions in the climate all around us. Absolutely, there is definitely a correlation between human activity and the climate. Now, it's not what the globalists or deep state or, you know, the few or whatever words we want to use to describe them. It's not how they put it. But this study shows how humanity did survive this massive eruption. But, you know, they don't have the whole picture, because the reality is, and they'll never tell you this in your school books, that life gets reseeded not from here. Life is brought here by what you would call extraterrestrials and reseeded after these big disruptions.
Mm-hmm. Reseeded and watched oh so carefully.
And cultivated, like the earth itself is a garden. There's your biblical stories. Again, we have so many things that are true about placing life here, back here in the garden, as I look at all the birdies outside. And at the same time, you know, it's not a vengeful being that does the placing. We're talking about totally different events there. And it's building that ability to discern between those events. So it depends on where you are at, really. Parts of Indonesia, India, and the Indian Ocean were covered by 15 centimeters, 6 inches of volcanic debris. That's not a good place to be. When the Pacific Northwest volcanoes go, when Rainier and Shasta and the like, Mount St. Helens again go, you know, you got to realize the chances are that ash can contaminate water. So, you know, be prepared for things like that. Also be prepared for it getting much, much colder. This is why, you know, when we see, well, where did humanity survive? And then where did it recede? In very small pockets. And this will be the case again. And again, it's not coincidence that we get stories that tell us in the American Southwest about being led inside the earth by certain beings and then told, okay, it's safe now, you could go back out. And that's in the American Southwest. We have the same stories in Anatolia and Turkey. Again, the repopulation that came, and then people basically repopulating and starting to, you know, make civilization again in the warmer areas that were less affected by these monstrous events. Oh, they found the two monkeys from that Dallas zoo. They were found alive in a nearby suburb. Somebody had them in a closet. Okay, wow. People are... Yeah, I'll have all the links for you guys, but... Yeah, the world is kind of going crazy right now. That is pretty obvious. Yeah, this is crazy too. McDonald's sales profits top estimates. As inflation persists, people are going to the dollar menu, which is going to lead you to the cemetery very, very fast. And we don't kid about that. As we see, every bite of junk food increases the risk of dying from cancer. And you could add heart attacks, strokes, you know, diabetes. We could add all these things to it. And this is where people say, well, I can't afford to eat healthy. It's just rushing you right to the grave. And here you go. I mean, we see this. We know this. Artificial additives which lead to obesity. They use, we can't use regular, what you would call regular salt. We only use pink Himalayan salt, and it's loaded with minerals. It doesn't taste salty like your regular salt. There's a reason why they do everything they do. There's a reason why so many people have thyroid problems. Have you noticed thyroid problems going up? And I'm just sharing this because it's obvious too. What affects your thyroid? Radiation. Don't you think we're getting blasted with a ton of radiation from all these towers everywhere?
You know, that's really becoming quite a problem. As people awaken and they become more and more sensitive, that means that they are more affected by the EMFs and their surroundings, which really, really puts a damper on things, because what are you going to do? I mean, so many of us, it's not like we can just up and go. We need the roof over our head. We need to sleep. But yeah, it's going to start pushing some people into places for their own health, you know, that's providing they're awake to what's going on. Hopefully they are. And then there's other people who are really having a hard time, and they're surrounded by EMFs and the FIVE. Is going on, and they're just getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and they don't even know.
Yeah, please, guys. The average person in the UK consumes over half their daily calories from junk food. Please wake up to what is going on. It can absolutely save your life, and get yourself some love from a little cutie like this. Please. That can also lift your spirits. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.